The Benton County Planning Board is weighing an application for a quarry operation just outside Rogers and Lowell city limits. But dozens of residents who live within several miles of the proposed project say they don't want it. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us more about why developers think the quarry will be good for the region and why residents worry about what it could mean for them.
The proposed limestone quarry along a stretch of Old Wire Road between Rogers and Lowell is facing stiff opposition as dozens of nearby residents packed a courtroom at the Benton County Courthouse for a planning board meeting last week.
Either show of hands or by standing, can I see all the people here tonight that are opposed to this project?
Opposed.
Almost everyone stood up in response, and some, like Jade Edster, wore their opposition to the project on a shirt.
Please vote no, stop the quarry. It's a t-shirt that we've had a gentleman that has provided for us free of charge and allows us to walk around and get the word out. And you see that and people go, okay, wait, what's that about? And it lets us be able to tell the county, because this is really, we're at the Benton County Planning Commission, so this is a county-wide issue. It doesn't just apply to Lowell. It doesn't just apply to the southeast edge of Rogers. It's all county, so it opens up the door and lets people know.
Edster is part of a family who has lived on land that is now near the proposed quarry site for more than 100 years. Her mother, Sandra, was at the meeting as well.
My husband's grandparents moved here in 1900. They lived at Cross Hollows. And 10 years later, they moved down the road. So this property, part of this property, has been in the family for 108 years.
Cross Hollows is a community that surrounds the intersection of Old Wire and Cross Hollow Roads, where pavement gives way to dirt just beyond Lowell and Rogers city limits. It's also the proposed site for the limestone quarry, which would operate on a portion of 135-acre property owned by the David Covington Trust.
There's a portion of the site that's already had a red dirt mine operation on it, so that is the area that will, the overburden's already been taken off, the topsoil and then the red dirt, so they've exposed the limestone, and that's the area that they will concentrate on for the quarrying activities initially.
That's Tim Sorey. He's the owner of Sand Creek Engineering. He's also representing a company called Anchor Stone out of Tulsa, which Sorey says would lease the land from the Covingtons and quarry the limestone. Since 2008, the Covingtons have run a red dirt mine on about 30 acres of their property. The limestone operation would expand that to 50. Plans for the project show 5 10-acre parcels. Sorey says each represents a 5-year operating period for limestone mining.
Limestone is used in several different construction activities. It's used for the gravel base underneath our roadways. That limestone is also broken down and used in the asphalt mix for the pavement of those roadways. It's used in concrete. So whether it's your building structures or concrete paving, all of those things take limestone. Even the water, sewer, electrical trenches, those also have to have limestone backfill.
And Sorey says in a growing region like Northwest Arkansas, there's a need and a demand for the material.
In our community that's growing and prospering, these activities happen. They need to happen. We've got to have places for them to happen. And I would challenge anybody to find a spot within the city limits of any of our towns in Benton County or Washington County where we can put a quarry. It's not going to happen in the cities. The county is the proper place to have it happen.
Unlike the current mine where the red dirt is excavated with a track hoe and sent off in trucks, Sorey says the limestone operation will involve a rock crusher and blasting.
They're trying to fracture the rock, the face of the rock, and throw a certain amount of that rock into the quarry pit so that they can take it and then crush it to the proper sizes.
According to the proposal, Anchor Stone won't store any explosives on site. Those will be brought in by a team of specialists who will handle the blasting. Sorey says they expect that will happen once a month, but demand will play a role in the frequency.
I mean, it might be once every 2 months. It depends on how much material the quarry is selling. But the fact of the matter is they try to, it costs them money to hire the explosive team to come in and the seismologists to come in and set up all their stuff. So they try to generate on a monthly basis the amount of stone that they they believe they're going to go through and can crush and can sell.
Sori says to most residents who live near the quarry, the explosion will likely sound a lot like a shotgun blast.
Not that you're not going to feel it, okay, but and not that sometimes it doesn't rattle a window, okay, because that does happen, but it's their job to ensure that it doesn't happen to the best of their ability. And those rumbles dissipate very quickly because of the type of material they're blasting in.
But the rumbling is a concern to residents like Linda Mars, who lives along Old Wire Road, less than a mile from the quarry site.
It's been there. My mom and dad bought it in 1967. So this is a property that's been in the family, like most people there.
Mars and others are worried about what the blasting could mean for their wells and water lines.
So if they go to blasting and it tears up a water main, what happens to our water?
Blasting is strictly regulated on both federal and state levels and can't exceed certain maximum ground vibration limits so as not to damage surrounding buildings and infrastructure. And Tim Sori says Anchor Stone has agreed to warranty all private drinking water sources within a quarter mile of the quarry.
I'm not saying that a quarry hasn't damaged a well, but my client is absolutely happy to provide that warranty because the risk is so small.
Residents have also raised concerns about another type of rumbling, the trucks that will be hauling the limestone out of the quarry. Sori says Anchor Stone expects to run 35 to 50 dump trucks a day.
And when you look at 35 to 50 trucks, you have trucks coming, getting loaded, and then going, okay? So that's 100 trips on the upper end of that. There is the opportunity or the possibility that red dirt would be getting moved out at the same time. So, I mean, if you wanted to double that and say there's 200 trucks a day.
According to a traffic study Anchor Stone was required to conduct, Old Wire would not exceed its traffic volume capacity should the quarry be approved. Sori says the company is also working out an agreement with the county to potentially pave and help maintain the road.
What we're waiting on from the road department is the paving section that they would like to see based on the traffic. So how many inches of gravel, how many inches of asphalt, so that it stands up to the abuse the trucks or car traffic will place on it for the next 20 years.
But paving the road is raising other objections. In a letter to the planning board, the Cherokee Nation expressed concern about altering that portion of the northern route of the Trail of Tears. The unpaved section of Old Wire Road is listed on the National Register of Historic Places because it's retained most of the characteristics of a 19th century roadbed. The Cherokee Nation has recommended Anchor Stone conduct a cultural resources survey that includes the road. Sandra Edster says she and other residents are also concerned about preserving the history of Cross Hollows.
The Trail of Tears goes through the hollow. The Civil War also is, you cannot tell the story of Pea Ridge without including Cross Hollows.
According to an archaeological survey done in 2006 when the Covington Trust had sought to open the Red Dirt Mine, Cross Hollows had been a Confederate winter camp and a staging area prior to the battles in Pea Ridge and Prairie Grove. It was later used intermittently by the Union Army. Edster says her family has seen evidence of that.
My father-in-law said that whenever he was growing up in the Depression, they found, I don't know how many, he didn't say how many, Union belt buckles. They were made out of lead, and they melted them down to make bullets. They did not understand their intrinsic value.
However, the study done by the Arkansas Archaeological Survey also concluded the Covington mining site had not been occupied during the Civil War. And although the land had been used for prehistoric hunting and gathering and early 20th century logging, mining in the area would have no impact on archaeological material as it was removed during the survey. Tim Sori says he understands the sentiment, but according to the report, there's not much to preserve on the Covington property.
I do want to keep it in perspective because I don't see this as being a Pea Ridge battlefield park. I don't see the state coming in and buying property and making that happen.
Aside from the history in the area, residents like Cindy McFarlane, who lives next door to the Edsters, say they want to preserve the rural qualities of the area.
A lot of us don't live right next door to each other, even though she's my next door neighbor. We're not really that close. But it's very forested, woodsy, a lot of wildlife, a lot of beauty, a lot of natural springs, a lot of rock formations and that kind of thing. It's really gorgeous.
And Jade Edster says she's growing tired of fighting to keep it that way.
My first response was really just, we've already had the argument with the red dirt mine for 2 years, and then the road that's gone through and divided the property, and we've been arguing with the state on that. And this is just another punch in the gut to a family that's lived there for 108 years.
Edster says her message to the planning board is to listen to the dozens of people who have come to their meetings over the course of the last several weeks.
Everyone stood up. We don't want this. Benton County does not want this.
Tim Sori says the planning board decision, which has been tabled until December 19th, will likely come down to one thing.
Well, you know, a lot of it boils down to compatibility, which I think is a sensitive thing for the county because they don't have zoning. Not that you can't evaluate things by compatibility, but if you don't have zoning in place like the cities do, you don't define it well. And I think that's one of the hard things when you're dealing with county projects.
Benton County doesn't have zoning in its unincorporated areas, but it does have some compatibility guidelines. According to those, heavy industrial use, like the limestone quarry, is not compatible with agricultural or residential uses, and the project should not be supported unless the applicant takes extraordinary measures to offset the project's impact. Sori says Anchorstone and the Covington Trust are endeavoring to do that by expanding buffer zones and including earthen berms.
The lay of the land is such that the area that we will be operating the quarry at initially is in a hole in the middle of the property with peaks around it. So there's really no other property owner that has a visual impact into the property other than that east property owner.
Sori was on the Benton County Planning Board when the Covingtons applied for the red dirt mine operation. He was in the minority that voted to approve the project. The majority denied it on grounds of incompatibility. The case went to court, and eventually the county and the Covington Trust settled on a consent decree that allowed the mine to go forward. Sori says he understands where residents are coming from now, as he did then.
I appreciate the sentiment of the public, okay? And I understand that there are impacts. There are true impacts. But again, if we're going to live in an area that's growing and prospering, there's pains with that. And it's a give and take. It's never a perfect scenario. And unless we're willing to stop driving down roads and stop development and all that stuff, we're going to have to deal with some of the issues.
But it's unlikely he'll change the minds of residents like Linda Mars.
It just breaks my heart. And I don't want it, and I know my neighbors don't.
And Mars says she expects dozens will once again turn out to express that before the planning board at next week's meeting. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
The planning board can deny the quarry application for a number of reasons, including noncompliance with county regulations, incompatible development, protecting the public safety and health, or any violation of an existing state or county law, regulation, or ordinance. This is Ozarks at Large.